On the Wintrust Business Lunch, Craig Bolanos joins us now, the CEO and founding partner with Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Their number is 833-WMG-PLAN, 833-WMG-PLAN. I'll repeat that again later on. Craig, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Oh, John, how am I? I'm feeling fantastic on a Friday. The Chicago Bears are winning. The stock market is rallying to new highs. I'm about to lower my interest rate costs, and it looks like the Fed might just stick the soft landing. Shout out to our women's gymnastics team. It's a good recipe right now.
I thought you were going to say that. So how much optimism should we really have in what Jerome Powell has said?
Well, I think there should be the positive case, John, is the stock market is pricing in a perfectly executed soft landing, right? And, you know, that has all these different components. I think if you were to say what's real, the negative side about today's world is that things are priced to perfection. And whenever things are priced to perfection, they are subject to a quick growth scare. And I expect to have a repeat of what we just saw 2 weeks ago, probably unfold one more time before the year is over.
That's a new expression for me, priced to perfection. What does that mean?
Well, it just means this. You know, the stock market really represents people's expectations. And when everybody expects everything to remain fantastic, if things only turn out good, John, good is less than fantastic, then prices probably need to move down. And that's directly at what I'm hinting to.
Well, you know, it kind of it doesn't trouble me, but maybe just confuses me a little bit. When I see significant swings or even just say a trend that's markedly up or down, I would like to think that that is because of the economy or the viability of those products or services. Like if everybody's driving electric cars, but wow, we don't have the infrastructure. So now the people that make electric cars are seeing the value in their stock go down. That makes some sense to me. There's a reason for that. So, but some of these fluctuations of late don't seem to have anything to do with the, you know, products or services that these companies are doing, the intrinsic value of these companies. It doesn't seem to be necessarily attached to those things. Am I making sense there?
Oh, you are, because you're where all of us are on 123 Main Street. We like something called cause and effect.
Yeah.
If this, then that. Because cause and effect is a tremendously rational behavior. But when things that are very complex with financial and derivatives, like the yen carry trade unwinds, why should the unwinding of the yen carry trade cause devastation in artificial intelligence stocks like NVIDIA? It's hard to make the cross currents between those two, and I think that's frustrating for all of us as investors. But again, that's over the short term. Over the long term, your cause and effect philosophy is always what matters, and that's something that all of us can hang our hat on and be successful with.
Okay, well, then I'll learn to be patient, I guess, or not to panic, because when that does happen, you think, oh, wait a minute, am I vulnerable here? Is there something going on I don't know about? I thought, for instance, electric cars were going to be okay, and then you see something like that happen, and you think, wow, I'm not on as safe a footing as I thought. Craig, just before the break, you made a, I thought was an interesting point, and I sort of concluded that you were telling us to be patient during some of these weird swings that we've had lately, and you're pretty optimistic about where things are on interest rates and the economy in general. Fair enough?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. What else is jumping out at you? What other numbers are you looking at these days?
Well, I mean, I think the big news of the week, forget today, Jackson Hole, that yes, you're going to get your quarter point interest rate cut in September. We'll do a follow-on act of December. I think the big story of the week was this massively large revision we had to the jobs data over the course of the year that should have gotten more headlines than it did. And all it's pointing to is that the economy is, in fact, definitively slowing because the jobs market is slowing. But when people peel back that headline, I want everyone to remember it's not contracting. the economy's just going through a period of slower growth. And slower growth still facilitates a soft landing. So for everyone who's screaming at the top of their lungs, the sky is falling, no, I'm calling them Chicken Little. We're in a good economic spot for people to make decisions for their businesses and their portfolios.
Is it your expectation the Fed is still going to hold fast to 2%, 2.0? Is that the number? And we're not that far off of that right now.
You know, the year-over-year changes aren't that far off. I can't deny the higher level of goods in real terms that we're all dealing with. I don't think they're going to abandon the 2% target, which means some people then say, why are they going to be cutting rates? It's because there's a dual mandate. That dual mandate is to maintain stable prices and maximize employment. And now that we know over the course of the last year we weren't creating 221,000 jobs on average, we're only creating 175,000 jobs per month, and that number's going to continue to go lower, it does make sense that they get in advance of the curve and start giving us these rate cuts.
But if they get to 2% or you know, 2.1, 2.2 around there, does that incentivize them to stop lowering rates, or will they lower rates even more when they hit the target?
Well, I certainly don't think we're ever going back during my lifetime or yours or most of our listening audience to ZRIP, zero rate interest policy. I don't think we're ever getting back there. But the Fed could, even though we hit the 2% target possibly 2025, 2026, they could continue to lower rates if it was needed to support job growth. Because I think we can't overemphasize the fact that these high interest rates really put strains, especially on small business. John, case in point, small cap stocks in the U.S. are rallying hard, up over 3% today, because it's those small businesses that are going to benefit the most from a lower cost of borrowing.
But if unemployment numbers continue to go up, that would incentivize the Fed to lower rates more, right?
Most definitively.
And so, boy, what's the Goldilocks zone for that then? You don't want too many people out of work, but I wondered what you were going to say when you said not again in your lifetime will you see a 0% interest rate. Fine, but I'd like in my lifetime to see a 4.5% 30-year mortgage. Do you think that's going to happen in my lifetime?
Possibly.
Wow.
Notice I said something without emphatic flair. Possibly. Now, you can get there. You might just have to pay an awful lot of points to buy down that rate. I think you'll get to 4.5% mortgages again, but no one's getting a mortgage and a 30-year amortization at 2 1/8 or 2 3/8. The only way that happens is we go back to zero-rate interest policy, and the only way that happens is we have tremendous economic doom and gloom, the likes of which we had in 08 and 09. So we're good.
Okay, unless you buy the number down, right? But then what do you think is a so for the people sitting on 3% mortgages, I wonder, and they're just waiting. They don't have to go anywhere. They're not going to sell that house until it gets to a lower number. What do you think the number is that they should anticipate? Because you'll never get out of that house if you want to. What's the number they should anticipate to say, okay, that's as low as it's going to go in a reasonable time frame?
Well, I think you're wondering, how low do interest rates go to finally get people to start moving and freeing up inventory again in this country, which will benefit everybody? Because yep. When people move, then they buy furniture, they buy window treatment, they repaint, they do all of these things, which creates a lot. And I think what we're going to have to see is 30-year mortgages that start with the number 5. And right now, you just don't have 30-year mortgages starting at 5%. But I think once we get to a 5% number, it is going to free up housing an awful lot more. And when could we get to that number again without paying points down? I think you could get to a 5% mortgage by 2026. That's not too far from now.
The flare is back. Okay. Craig Bolanos, the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group, investwithwmg.com. By the way, what's the phone number you want people to call if they want to talk to you more, Craig?
Love to talk to our audience. 833-WMG-PLAN. 833-WMG-PLAN. Have a great Friday, John.